afternoon. This is Elmira and You, a podcast for the members and friends of Elmira Baptist Church located in beautiful Northern California. We've had a week of rain, but we've needed it. We're glad for it. We thank the Lord who sends his rain on the just and on the unjust, and we're grateful for the latter as well. I'm Pastor Scott. Welcome to the podcast. Today is Thursday, December 16th, 2021. Almost to Christmas. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15 tells us. I want to encourage you to do something I never encourage you to do until this week. Bring your cell phones on Sunday night. Now, you're going to have to turn them off and silence them, but the goal is to give you some instructions on how you can stay connected to Elmira Baptist Church through the Church One app, through the church's website, and through podcasts. So we won't be using them for the sermon, but we will be using them during the announcements. For the month of December, we are taking a Jehoiada offering. And in 2 Chronicles 24, at the king's commandment, they made a chest. Jehoiada was the high priest, and he was in charge of refurbishing the temple after its neglect. And they made a chest, they put an offering in it. We're doing something similar. You can give your offering online on Tithely, use the drop-down menu to choose building fund, and you can also give in the regular offering, put building fund on your offering envelope. But the money that comes in that chest, we're going to use toward the building program. Our goal is to raise $21,000 toward the building project in this month of December. And on Sunday morning, I'll be preaching about God's gifts at Christmas. And then in the evening, a timely sermon that's for all of us, but particularly for younger people, that is non-middle-aged people, but all of us will benefit, called Don't Swim in the Kiddie Pool. Don't Swim in the Kiddie Pool. You can read 1 Timothy 4 to prepare for that message. But whether you have a chance to read the chapter or not, please take some time to pray and ask God to prepare your heart for the messages. The goal is to live stream those messages. We met last night for our final Wednesday night of December. Don't forget the next two Wednesdays, we're going to not meet for a Bible study and prayer because instead we'll be meeting on Friday, December 24th at 7 p.m., Friday, December 31st at 8 p.m. And that one, some of us are going to be here all the way until midnight. The goal is to live stream those Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve services. But I know if you can join us in person, I know that you'll be blessed to be with us in person for those. All right, it's our devotional, Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, a famous prophecy about Jesus Christ. Micah 5:2 says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." The last half of that verse is a pointer to the truth that Jesus is God. He is deity because his going forth have been from old, from everlasting, and only God has always existed. But I want to focus on the prophecy that he would be born in the city of Bethlehem. This is written about 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. So it's as if we went back to the time of Genghis Khan and we had somebody make a prophecy in the time of Genghis Khan, and that prophecy had come true in our lifetimes. Incredible. Now, some people might say, well, you know, what happened was Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and then they went back and they rewrote the Old Testament. The only problem with that is we have Dead Sea Scrolls from before the time of Jesus Christ. And those Dead Sea Scrolls contain the book of Micah. And they have this verse before the birth of Jesus Christ. You remember in Matthew when the wise men showed up. They said to Herod, "Where is this baby that's born king of the Jews?" Herod didn't know, so he called the chief priests, he called the scribes, he asked them, and they said, oh, it's in Bethlehem. They knew where the Messiah was to be born. But not one of the chief priests, nor one of the scribes, nor a single person from Herod's court went with the wise men to Bethlehem. It was only 7 or 8 miles away. Now, I know in those days that was a good half day's journey, but they didn't even think it was worth their time to find out if he had been born there. Amazing. It's a reminder that we can know the scriptures, and because we lack faith, not benefit from them. Don't be that person. I want you not just to know the scriptures, I want you to believe the scriptures. Believe the scriptures so deeply that it changes your behavior. This has been Elmira and You for Thursday, December 16th, 2021. Please join us this Sunday, 9:45. We're going to meet for Sunday school, 11 o'clock for morning worship, and then 5 o'clock for evening worship. You remember that we meet at 6111 California Pacific Road near Vacaville, California. Join me tomorrow for another edition of Elmira and You. And remember, we are not celebrating what this season. We are celebrating who? Jesus, who is our Savior and friend.